Baseball Insider time. Andy Carbone joins us. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. Well, the Red Sox are hosting Tampa Bay, concluding a homestand this week. And Andy, time for our weekly update on the Sox and baseball around Major League Baseball. And we've seen the return of Vasquez, Christian Vasquez, to the Sox lineup. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a huge lift for the pitching staff, Phil. As you've seen since he's been back, the pitching staff, they've taken one turnaround and they're just, you know, pitching more lights out than they have been. He just carries a demeanor behind the plate. He's in charge. He can throw base runners, you know, on the, you know, sky stealing, picking off guys on first base when they're taking leads. He just commands a presence behind the plate that, you know, easy the pitcher. I think the pitchers are more comfortable throwing to him. So I think that's a big help to the Red Sox going forward. No doubt. He obviously looks like he's recovered fully from the Tommy John surgery that he had last year. He's throwing the ball real well.
Well, however, Joe Kelly, Red Sox pitcher, went out after just a handful of pitches last night against Tampa Bay on Tuesday night, and he's out. He's on the DL.
On the DL with a shoulder impingement, didn't get out of the first inning. You know, that's a tough break for the Red Sox. I mean, they expect a lot out of him this year, and his last start with Vasquez behind the plate pitched really well. After his first two starts were a little rough, but he really pitched well the last time, and now we're not going to see him for a bit. Who knows how long that's going to be. So the question will be who takes his spot in the rotation. Odds on, people are thinking it could be Henry Owens, who's had a nice start. Pawtucket will come up and fill that spot in the rotation for the moment.
Yeah. Now, Craig Kimbrell, the reliever, has struggled a couple of times. What's your take on him? Yet he can be lights out, too.
Oh, he certainly can. I mean, he can change the game on a dime. He really is not known for the wildest that he's shown in his last couple of appearances. He's not a guy known for walking batters and throwing all over the place, which he has lately. But I just think it's just getting used to the Boston scene and a new location and trying to fit in, probably trying to do a little too much all at once, maybe a little bit of overthrowing. I wouldn't worry about it. I think that'll sort itself out.
Andy, before we go to a couple of stories around Major League Baseball, any other note on the Red Sox?
Well, a couple of things you want to keep an eye on. Mookie Betts, you know, obviously our leadoff hitter and great right fielder. He's been off to a slow start offensively this week, which I think has hurt the team a little bit. He hasn't been jump-starting the offense. So that's something to keep an eye out for. And the other guys in the bullpen, Uehara, it looks like he was getting overused. And, you know, he had a rough outing the other day. So a couple of things to keep an eye out for. They really missed the presence of not having Carson Smith in the bullpen, who was expected to really contribute. Hopefully he'll be back sooner than later, and I can lengthen out the bullpen for the Sox.
Well, I look at what's happened here in the first few weeks is that they're under 500 now, 6-7, right, headed into Wednesday night. But they're 2.5 games back. So that's it could be worse. It could be some years somebody shoots out on top, and they could be 5-6 back at this point.
Oh, absolutely. Still plenty of time. They're still within striking distance, obviously, and they're, you know, reel off a couple wins in a row, they're right back in the mix. One thing that is a positive note for the team to keep an eye out for, when they're behind at the end of games, they seem to have a little knack of trying to, you know, work their way back into games. They're never really out of it, which is a good sign to see so far. So, no, I think in the long run, things will turn out.
All right, let's quickly summarize a couple of notes or highlights from the rest of Major League Baseball, one or two things that you've noticed in the past week.
Well, Trevor Story, the shortstop for the Colorado Rockies, the rookies, you know, no pun intended, like I said last week, he really has been a story. He's now hit 8 home runs in his first 13 games. That's a record for a rookie in Major League Baseball. He's had 2 balls that have hit the top of the fence in Colorado. They've extended the height of their outfield fences between right and center, so I think it's 13 feet. Those balls last year would have been home runs. So he's off to a tremendous start. And so are the Washington Nationals. They're off to their best start in franchise history, and Bryce Harper just showing that you know, he could very easily be the face of baseball. As a young slugger, he already has 2 grand slams so far this season, so he's got the Nationals off and running.
Gotcha.
All right, Andy, good talking with you, and we'll check back with you next week.
Sounds good, Bill.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider here on MSO News Sports.com.